Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title really fast.
Christopher Eanes, Executive Director of the Cathedral Choral Society.
And we are here because on December 20th, you guys are going to premiere your digital concert this year called Joy of Christmas. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Before we get into this year, give me a sense of the history of it. You know, how many years? God, the cathedral is a historic landmark in D.C., but how many years have you been doing the Joy of Christmas?
Yeah, so Joy of Christmas. So Cathedral Choral Society is 79 years old, and we've been doing Joy of Christmas, believe it or not, since 1976 without fail. So it's really one of D.C.'s great holiday traditions, and, you know, there's really no better place to get in the spirit for the holidays and for Christmas than in the National Cathedral.
Now, explain sort of how this all transpired in this very, very bizarre year. You know, you're probably, you know, things start shutting down in March, and at that point, are you thinking, you know, by the fall, by the winter, definitely by Christmas, we'll be back, and then all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute, I guess not.
Yeah, oh my gosh. You know, we thought when we first had to shut down in March, and we were just days away from putting on a concert in March when we had to call it, you know, we thought to ourselves, well, you know, we'll probably be able to do our concert in May. Little did we know, you know, it wasn't going to be May. It wasn't going to be anything over the summer, and it wasn't even going to be fall. And, you know, now here we are, and everything's digital still for the foreseeable future. So it's been a wild ride. You know, everybody who's working with choirs and other music groups right now are saying, you know, how did we all of a sudden become part of the film industry in the last, you know, 9 months?
Right, exactly. All right, well, take me into how specifically the concert itself. How is it actually shot? I mean, is it were you all at home, like on Zoom, edited together, or were you able to, you know, get into the cathedral a little at a time and then you know, with a camera? How did it work?
Yeah, so we wanted to do something, since we were forced to do something that wouldn't involve a live audience, we wanted to do something that was sort of a little more creative than just kind of putting people on stage and shooting it like it was a concert, you know, that you took a home movie of. So we involved a video production company called A Warehouse Productions, and what we decided to do was really use the cathedral in beautiful and unique ways. So in this video, you're actually going to see parts of the cathedral that, you know, if you haven't sort of taken a tour, that you might not otherwise see. So some of the chapels from underneath the main church, and some sort of off the beaten path little areas. And we put sort of small groups in there, a few people at a time, to create the overall effect. We also do, you know, for those of our singers who didn't feel comfortable coming to the cathedral to record, there's a virtual choir part where, you know, we sort of overlay everybody's faces on the main thing. So a little bit of everything, but we did bring people back with a lot of safety precautions. And in fact, Dr. Fauci, you know, the Anthony Fauci, kind of answered one of my emails about, hey, is this safe? And he said, you're being about as safe as you can be. So we felt comfortable with that piece of information.
Oh, that's great to get that actual feedback. That's awesome. All right. So if our listeners tune in, what kinds of, you know, what are their favorite carols are they going to hear? Give us a teaser of the set list, if you will.
Yeah, sure. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to step on you.
No, you're good.
So this is going to be a really great Joy of Christmas program, because you'll hear your favorite carols, you know, the Angels We Have Heard on High and Hark the Herald Angels Sing and all that. But we're also including music from composers that maybe you haven't heard from, one of them being Rina Ismail, who is a composer of Indian descent. Actually, I need to fact check that. Sorry, I'm just going to say.
Do you want to Google it really quick?
Yeah, let me do that.
Go for it.
Although I think Google, isn't like Google down today?
Oh, shoot, you're right. What's another one? Yahoo or Bing? Yeah,
she's Indian. Okay. All right, we're good. I don't remember where I started, though. I'll just do the whole section over again, if that's okay.
Yeah, you had said something about you'll hear your old favorites from Hark the Herald Angels Sing, yep, and blah, blah, blah. And then new ones from new writers, I think you said.
Yep. So we're excited because the Joy of Christmas program this year is a little bit different. You're going to hear all of your usual favorite carols, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Angels We Have Heard on High. But also we're including music by some cute composers that you might not have heard of before. One of them being Rina Ismail, who's a young woman composer of Indian descent who lives in Los Angeles. And she composed a piece that's being played by the fantastic all-woman group Serif Brass called Tutarana. We just think that's going to be a really unique kind of collection of some things that'll get you in the mood for the holidays.
Awesome. And then I know there's a piece arranged by a local person, Stanley Thurston.
Yeah, so Stanley Thurston is the director, among many other things. He's the director of the Heritage Signature Chorale, and he actually did the arrangement of the Angels We Have Heard on High that we're going to be doing, and you're going to love this arrangement. It's unlike anything you've heard. It's very sort of gospel in nature, and we just loved it.
Great. So those are the composers and the hymns and carols, but who are the actual performers? How do you say this? Serif Brass?
Yeah, Serif Brass is an all-woman brass ensemble that we've worked with for a couple years in a row, and they are tremendous players. And you know, I got to tell you, we plan so much time to get recordings of everything that we're trying to do, and they just come in and they nail it in like the first couple takes. So you're really going to enjoy hearing from them. George Fergus is one of the organists at the cathedral. And so this will be kind of a unique thing this year is, you know, he's playing on the concert and you'll be able to see him directly playing, you know, with like overhead shots and things like that. And he's playing some Bach and some other things, which will be great. And then, you know, maybe the most unique thing we're doing on this program is shots of the carillon, which is the melodic bell set that lives up in the bell tower of the cathedral. And Ed Nasser is the caroloner. That's the name of the person who plays those bells, and so you'll be able to see kind of how that all works in real time.
Great. Now tell us a little bit about, you know, who is the Cathedral Choral Society? You know, when was it founded, and is who's it made up of? Is it people from all different lines of work around DC?
Yeah, the Cathedral Choral Society is a volunteer. It's the oldest symphonic choir in Washington, D.C., in a city which actually has three large symphonic choirs. But we're the oldest, and we were founded. The first rehearsal of the Choral Society was December 1st, 1941, so like a few days before Pearl Harbor. And so we've always sort of been associated with, you know, really the sort of national, but whatever is happening in the national conversation in the United States. You know, a famous story is a concert being cut short shortly after the assassination of Martin Luther King due to the riots that were going on in Washington, D.C. and the curfews. So there's always been very close association, not just with the National Cathedral, but, you know, really, really with the nation. The chorus is made up of about 130 people. Some are professional musicians, but we've got lawyers and, well, it's DC, so of course we've got lawyers. We've got lawyers and we've got doctors and we've got, you know, people who work in pretty much every sector. But what unites them is really, really high quality understanding of music and a passion for what we do. And, you know, real dedication to coming together every week, at least when we can, to make the highest quality of music.
Awesome. And you sort of alluded to it a little bit earlier, but it remind us why that when we tune into this thing, why, you know, from a visual standpoint, how we still get to see that beautiful cathedral, why there really is nothing like the inside of the National Cathedral at Christmas time.
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. And, you know, it's really inspiring to be able to walk into that space. It, you know, those of us who work for the Choral Society, you sort of get used to it a little bit. And then every once in a while you walk in and you turn around and you see that rose window and you think, man, am I lucky? You know, just to be able to make music in that space and to be able to experience it on a regular basis. And though, you know, during COVID, none of us had been in there. And so just to be able to get back into the space and look around and see the beautiful windows was really remarkable.
Great. Now, how exactly can we watch it? I know, is it Facebook, YouTube? Is it on your website? You know, tell us how we can tune in and what.
So it's going to stream. It's going to stream live on our Facebook page, which is. It's going to stream live. The concert's going to stream live on YouTube, starting at 3 o'clock on December 20th, which is Sunday. And you'll be able to watch it after that. It's free. We just ask that you RSVP so we can send you the direct link to it. And you'll be able to watch it, you know, for hopefully up to a year after that.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. And congrats on pulling this thing off virtually this year. It's a weird year. So, but, you know, I appreciate it. But I guess just in closing, speak to that a little bit, you know. It's been such a dark, hard, rough year for so many people. So many people have lost loved ones or even just, you know, just the stress and strain of all of it too. Talk about why this is the perfect thing to, you know, kind of uplift us at the holidays.
Yeah, you know, there's something really elemental in the way that we experience music, and coming together as a community to experience music that is a shared language for all of us is something that we all need and we all crave. It's been said that the arts are not a basic human need, but that community is, and that's what music provides. And if we can't come together, if we can't come together to experience it in person, then I think what we can experience is the beauty of the music and the music that we know and share and love, to bring some light into what's really a very dark time.
Awesome. Perfectly said. Perfect place to leave it. Again, everyone, it's the Joy of Christmas by the Cathedral Choral Society on December 20th. Tune in. And I assume, can they watch it again, even if they, let's say they miss it, will it stay up there?
Yeah, it's going to stay up. You'll still need to RSVP to get the link, but once you have the link, you can watch it. You know, you could put it on repeat. You know, listen to it while you're making cookies in the kitchen or what, however you want to do it.
Awesome. Sounds good. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for putting this together for everybody. We can watch it at home. It's going to be great.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Talk to you later.
Hey, can I keep you on for just a second?
Sure.
I don't want to prompt you for anything, but I don't want to lose the opportunity to mention that, we were just nominated for a Grammy Award.
Oh, go ahead. Let me ask you about that. Well, go ahead. Tell me. How did this come about?
So Cathedral Choral Society was really thrilled that, just before Thanksgiving, we got the news that we were nominated for a Grammy Award in actually two categories for recording we did a couple years ago. The Requiem by Alexander Kostalsky, which was a piece written during World War I, using music from lots of different nationalities and lots of different languages. So it really, really, we're grateful for people recognizing that work. It was a very collaborative piece of music that was conducted by somebody that DC knows well, Leonard Slatkin. And we're excited to see where that leads us. And we hope that you all tune in January to see the outcome of that.
Awesome. Well, congrats. And that's great. Thanks for mentioning that before we hopped off here.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me throw that in there.
No problem. All right, cool. Well, best of luck with the show. And then we'll talk some in the new year about whatever else you guys have going on.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.